Welcome to today's Let's Talk Newton. I'm Randy Van. Joining us today, Darnell Loatman, Executive Director of Focus, organization you're going to be hearing about here in just a second, along with Devin Robertson, Executive Director of Therapy House. And they're going to be talking about their efforts to kind of expand services here in Jasper County. And we'll start off with you, Darnell. Talk about, this is kind of oriented towards youth, obviously, and talk a bit about what you've done in Polk County and how that's kind of been extended in here to Jasper County. You've been serving some Jasper County youth.
Right. Well, we've been working with the youth since 2015. And so now on the crisis side of things, it's just picked up everywhere. And for Polk County, it's working. We'll have that observation center, the Youth Observation Center, which will be one of the first ones in Iowa that's just youth only. Okay. And so that becomes important because oftentimes we leave the youth out, you know, and if they're a future, then we need to make sure we have them in. As far as Jasper County, the cause for us is picked up. And I think stigma plays a part. I think it's easy to call us because it's nothing here for youth. I'm not sure if the police department even have some crisis they can call to help a youth or whatever the case may be. But working out here, it just seemed like stigma. You know, you don't want people to think whatever they're going to think about you. Yeah. So that would be part of us educating the community as well.
And the youth. And what you offer is like a situation comes up, you remove the youth from that for a while.
Right. So what we offer is what happened is if a situation arises, we can get there immediately, right? We're 24/7, 7 days a week, doesn't shut down. We'll be able to get to them immediately and give them immediate services, right? So we can pull them and do a de-escalation, have them immediately with a therapist, you know, meet some crisis workers, social workers, build continuum care around them, offering them BHIS, you know, after they leave, just continue with those things. More importantly, it's the de-escalation part. So we can hold them up to 23 hours.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And process with them, build some coping skill plans. And if we say, okay, they're ready to go back home, you know, we can send them home with a plan and not just send them home with nothing. You know? So they can utilize our therapist. So maybe they have a therapist already, but we still want to be able to give them the resources they need. And we sat down with your CARES team. So it seemed like they had some resources too, but I'm absolutely sure we're the missing part of this. And after 23 hours that the kid cannot de-escalate as much and need more time, then we have a partnership with Easter Seals so we can get them there to do five more days. And that helps the system, though. That helps your police department. That helps your hospital. That just helps everybody.
And you're looking for a facility here in Newton. You're looking around and looking for help, too, financially to fund that facility.
Right. You definitely want city, county, and whomever to kick in and say, okay, it's needed. We're a nonprofit. So that's a fight by itself. You know, I mean, we were blessed by the Board of Supervisors of Polk County to help us with a building. And here we would ask the same thing. It's a few buildings we got our eyes on that people reached out to us about.
Okay.
And it's just a matter of one, you know, what's the best they can do? And then how do you maneuver that with the city? And, you know, we can take them from here down there, but you have to come get them once we're done.
Yeah.
So to me, it's just make better sense to be here in Jasper County and support the city and the county, and more importantly, the youth, and not make it harder than it has to be for families to come back down there and get them and all, you know, those type of things.
And I believe to give someone an idea of how much your service has been used by Jasper County at the most recent city council meeting, you said there were about 40, right? Over the last 3 months?
Right. Yeah, I think it's, even for me, it was mind-blowing in the rural areas, but I'm starting to see that the rural areas might
be the most needed.
Right. Yeah. They might need it more. I mean, the city's needed, obviously. You're big. When you start coming to rural areas, your Colfax and your Monroe. It gets a little, you know, you start to see where it's picking up at. It's like, okay.
Well, let's talk a little bit to Devin here, Executive Director of Therapy House, a veteran-owned and operated facility. What do you folks do there?
Well, we actually are the brother part, the continuum of care with Focus. We're mm-hmm. making sure that after those kids age out of their program at 17, they have a place to go. When you're dealing with mental health, we have to make sure that the mental health status or the quality of life doesn't stop at 17. It continues after that. And we don't want the kids after 17 to just fall victim to any traumas or anything else that they may endure. We want them to have a place that they can come to, because we will establish that while they're 17 and under through Focus. And so that way it's kind of like a warm handoff. They already be familiar with us and understand mm-hmm. it. So it'll be kind of just a easy handoff to us.
Do you know, are you working with any Jasper County folks now? Are you aware of that or not for sure?
Not for sure. Not okay. Not currently, probably not. But okay. That's why we're trying to come here. I'm from the rural part.
Okay.
I grew up on a small farm myself, so I understand the dynamics of being in rural areas, how those services, these services that we're bringing are needed. And we just want to make sure that we bring some positive to the community that can help, like I always say, derail the trains that may be coming.
Yeah. And being a nonprofit, are your services basically free to the people who need them? Or
for us, it's we can build insurance.
Okay.
So we credited by the state and everything.
Okay.
We can build insurance, but even if they don't, we're not going to say no.
No. Okay.
You know what I mean? So yeah.
Gotcha. All right. If someone is interested, who should they contact?
They can reach out on Facebook. Usually that's how they reach out. And they can reach out to Focus INC, or if it's an emergency, you just type in Focus Crisis. It should pop up for you.
Okay.
If they want to reach out, and we'll be there fast, basically. Okay. And we'll get there fast as we can to make sure we do the best work we can do with the child.
All right. And Focus is FOCUSS.
Correct.
And reach out for them. Thank you, gentlemen, for chatting with us today. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you
for having us.
Again, we've been talking to Darnell Lotman, Executive Director of Focus, and Devin Robertson, Executive Director of Therapy House, and talking about services that they would like to make available here in Jasper County. And they already are working in Jasper County, but they're just looking for a facility to operate out of. It's going to do it for today's Let's Talk Newton. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com or where you subscribe to your podcast. Again, that's today's Let's Talk Newton.